Austerity reveals a deeper crisis for Greece. We'll get an update on an Iranian pastor's trial, and a unique training module opens new ministry sites in three countries. We'll tell you more about that and much more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Greeks are afraid to imagine a future. National strikes this week are just the surface expression of how deep the fear goes. AMG International's Fotis Romeo says new taxes took about 40% of most people's salary. Homelessness is rampant. Food and fuel prices have nearly doubled. The newly impoverished have been plunged into confusion.
This is what we have been burdening us as Christians, because we want just to help the people not only in their physical needs, but also we want to tell them there is hope. We have a crisis here, which is not just a financial crisis. We have a spiritual crisis.
Suicide rates have risen 37% over the last 3 years. Still, because the churches are answering the desperation, God's giving people hope and a future.
There are more than 90 local migrant churches made up by people from all over the world here in Athens. These churches were not existing 10 years ago. So we see that in the midst of the crisis, God is calling people to himself.
Next, we told you about the American pastor imprisoned in Iran. An update from the Iranian Christian News Agency. Pastor Saeed Abedini went to trial Monday. He was charged with creating house churches aimed at disturbing national security. The court's expected to release their verdict in a legal time frame. Abedini's attorney mentioned hints of a bail deal, but according to Abedini's wife, other bail attempts haven't worked since he was jailed in September. Want the full story? Just go to missionnetworknews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. The leadership baton is changing hands for a ministry in China. China Aid Missions China Division Director is ready to retire, but not before the next generation of leadership is in place. The changing of the guard won't mean a change of mission. Christian Aid's looking for a director with a heart for God's people in China who will be a spokesperson for them. Pray for their mission and for the new director. Meanwhile, expanding into a region ripe with violence may not be your first choice, but one ministry is making it a priority. Christian Resources International is doing just that. CRI's Jason Wolford says they're partnering with a Nigerian pastor in the U.S.
We are working together to plant the first ever MyCRI Mission, CRI Distribution Center in Lagos, Nigeria, where people in that country will be able to come receive a Bible and Christian teaching tools.
In order to do that, they need your used Bibles and books. Wolford narrows it down to three words: share, send, and sow Christian resources.
We ask that you share those, send them to us. And when you send them to us, then we're able to sow them into God's Word, into the lives of people around the planet.
At missionnetworknews.org, Wolford tells us about the black market Bibles. You can also find out how to become a book missionary at $27 a month. And with education being a key way to reach children with the gospel, Worldwide Christian Schools is excited to announce they're opening three new ministry fields with teachers in Indonesia, Cambodia, and India. Steve Gurink with Worldwide Christian Schools says,
Education care consists of six modules with topics such as how students learn, developing student gifts, preventative and corrective discipline, leadership in the school, and purpose and value of your school.
The program focuses on showing the teachers how to effectively teach class subjects as well as sharing Christ.
Through a series of master trainers that we have in each country, go to them and help them have practical, time-bound goals when they're finished with a session to be able to implement and affect and impact not just the children, but their communities and even the parents of these children.
Pray the program will be effective and that they'll see lives changed because of it. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Missions offering the book Clay in the Potter's Hand by Dorothy Sun. This book tells you about Dorothy's life in a Chinese labor camp, torture for her faith, yet her drive to serve Christ. As you read her story, you'll be moved by how she risked it all to follow Christ. Get your free copy today of Clay in the Potter's Hand at 1-800-995-4828, or make sure you go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.